So welcome one and all to my first live of 2024. Before I talk about the subject of this live, which is the keys to overstanding and where it came from and where it's going, since I posted this live event, which is probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I've actually published 2 new courses, which I wasn't planning to do. They're both, one's live on the app as of now. It's called Living Timefully. It's a 7-day course. And this course is all about how you get another hour a day, another day a week by getting in back in tune with natural time. And there's one thing I can guarantee about this course is the time you spend listening to it, you'll get back many times over in spades. So dive in, have a listen. You can binge listen if you like. You don't have to take a lesson a day. Just binge listen through it all. And be lovely to see you in that classroom. And there's another course which is going live on Monday called Purposeful Living. And this is something which I published ages ago in another place. And I've been waiting for Insight Timer to allow videos to so I can upload it. And then I worked out a way of making it audio only so it would work and stuff like that. So Purposeful Living is available from this Monday. It's another 7-day course, which is kind of interesting. And it's both Living Timefully has already overtaken the Keys to Overstanding in less than 1 day. So Keys to Overstanding is a 23-day course. I realise it's quite meaty, and I'll explain its background and why it is so meaty and why I didn't divvy it up into 3 smaller courses a bit later. John, you've asked the question, burning question, how do you make time move quicker? So the whole thing with time is it is man-made. I mean specifically man-made, not female-made. The Living Timefully course explains where time comes from, where our time systems come from. As we created these time systems, it's possible for us to uncreate them and get more things done with less time. And there's one of the phrases I use in one of the lessons is, there's only one thing that beats to the second. And that is the thoughts of somebody who's watching the clock. So if we think differently about time, we can change its relationship. Different bits of our neurology work in different times. Our left brain and right brain work completely different time systems. Our gut mind, our heart mind work in different time systems. And the super consciousness that we can all tap into stretches across all time. Now, I deal more with those things in another course called The Art of Timefulness. So 2 courses that will help you take control of time and change your relationship with it are Living Timefully. That's kind of an overview of natural time, how we can change our days, our weeks, our months, not our months, getting with lunar cycles, getting with the seasons, and just have a different experience of time. The Art of Timefulness goes into some meditative techniques you can do to stretch time and to play with the past, to play with the future as well. So one of the reasons I get so much done in less time is I channel my future self. So my future self knows everything I haven't written yet. And by tuning into my future self, and I stress this could be imagination, but if it's imagination and it works, who's to argue with the technique? So you channel your future self who knows the words you haven't written yet. You save loads of drafts and second drafts because you tune specifically into the final published draft and away you jolly will go. Anyway, let's dive in. Now we've got about 76 people here. Let's talk about the keys to overstanding. Now, I know everyone's sort of tuned in and got a bit vociferous about donations on the app. There's another rule you're not allowed to do on these lives, and that's promote anything off app. So I can't mention my website address, but I'm very easy to find. Just put Tom Evans Meditator into Google, you'll find me. And I can't promote any books that I've written. I've written 18 books and just completed my 19th draft of a book now, which I'll explain. So I can't mention my books. But what I can do is I can mention books that are on Insight Timer. And just for example, I wrote a novel just before lockdown called Soul Waves of Future History. I can't tell you to go and look at that book on Amazon and Audible. I don't want you to get the book on Amazon and Audible because I'm currently serializing it on Insight Timer. I'm doing, it's a 100-chapter book and I'm doing 10 chapters a month. The third one went live this morning, actually. I'm doing it on the first day of each month. And John, on that note, I channeled a possible future history. So it starts in 2058, when I would be 100. I thought, well, if I just write something when I'm 100, I might not have to be around to defend it if it's not that good or wrong. So it's a channel future history of Earth. Who's to say it's not true, but it is completely fictional. And that was, I think I wrote that book in a month or two by using these sort of temporal techniques. You can listen to the first 30 chapters now on Insight Timer in Insight Timer Premium. Anyway, so I can't mention two books that I want to talk about as books, but what I can tell you is that over the next 8 months, and I'll do them in months, not in moons, I'm going to release 8 new courses. And the titles of these courses are Flavors of Thought, Recipes for Fresh Thinking, and Planes of Being. Let me explain the background to this, because I didn't realise at the time when I started on this journey, back in 2009, I wrote this book, Flavors of Thought, which is going to be a course on the app very shortly. I didn't realise that this was my magnum opus that I was starting. And what happened just before that is I got introduced to the tarot, and I got introduced to the esoteric tarot, and I started studying with an organization that teach tarot not as a divination tool, but as a tool for awakening nascent aspects of our consciousness. And this one book that I read about it, as I read the book, each chapter I would vibrate. I felt my aura vibrate, like I was coming into another level of understanding. Although my conscious mind didn't understand lots of words in the book. And one of the things about the tarot is the imagery actually does an activation, which is kind of interesting, which is a shame we can't put tarot symbols and other symbols on Insight Timer, because it would help augment the meditations that I do. So what happened when I read this book? It was really, really complicated. And one of my passions has always been to make things that are complicated very simple. I did that when I was in my broadcasting career, in my career as an internet consultant and what have you, before I got into all of this stuff. And so I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I make the tarot accessible to people that would never do this study that I've done, and also make it accessible to somebody that's never, ever wants to get involved with the tarot for whatever reasons. So it just turns out that the major arcana, there's 22 keys, and each is a key of awakening. And you can also describe them as essences. You can also describe them as flavors. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice to use the metaphor of flavors of thought for each of them? The 22 keys can be divided into 3 rows of 7 with 1 at the top. And the 1 at the top is the Fool. That's the inevitable, the obvious, as I call it, in Flavors of Thought. And the 3 rows of 7 are going to be the next 3 courses I'm going to do. So I wrote this book, Flavors of Thought. If you've got a book about flavors, what we do with flavors is combine them together to make recipes. So the book is in 2 parts, and the second part of it is Recipes for Fresh Thinking. That's going to be 3 courses that I put up on the app. So Flavors of Thought are divided into the 7 keys of the arcana, which are 15 to 21, which are thoughts that are outside our neurology. I call them ethereal whispers. That's going to be the title of the first course. The next keys, which are 8 to 14, they're thought forms that bubble up from our unconscious mind, our lower mind centres, non-verbal thoughts, just feelings and intuitions. And I call those unconscious murmurs, as I said. And then the next row is conscious thoughts, which are our self-aware thoughts. And I've got various names for them. I'm floating around with an idea at the moment. They might be called thoughts of awareness or something of that sort of nature. So they're going to be the next 3 courses that are coming out over the next 3 months. And then the recipes, I divide them in the book into starters, mains, and desserts. Now, the starters get you going. They get you out of situations that are less than desirable. The mains are sort of sumptuous things you can really get your teeth into. And then the desserts are real delights for the palate. And each of the recipes is made of 3 of the flavors. 1 from the ethereal whispers, 1 from the unconscious mind, and 1 from the self-aware thoughts. And they all lead to the Fool, which is the obvious. So that's going to be coming your way shortly. Now, I'll explain where Keys to Overstanding comes in, because in some ways it's how many years? It's I developed that 14 years after I first developed the Flavors of Thought. Then after that, I thought, right, I've tackled the major arcana. Wouldn't it be a good idea to tackle the minor arcana? Now, the major arcana describes us, describes our modes of thinking. The minor arcana describes us as nine-dimensional beings having this 3D experience with the forward arrow of time. And each of the suits of the minor arcana describes our nine-dimensional being, our seventh-dimensional being, our fifth-dimensional being, and our 3D being as well. And in between, we've got the even dimensions, which are 4, 6, and 8. And in this book, Planes of Being, that's what it's called, Planes of Being, I describe those other planes. Now, that book's in, I think, 18 chapters or 20 chapters. I'm going to put that into a two-part course. So that'll be like lessons for awakening the higher levels, and then lessons for grounding that into the lower planes. And I kind of sat on those books for a good while. Other books came my way. In 2016, Insight Timer found me, and I became a guide. And I thought I was an author with meditations on the side. And then meditations kind of took over. My books took a bit of a backseat for a while, but I was still generating them. I thought I was an author who did meditations, and I became a meditation guide who did books. And then latterly, as you see from the keyboard and the various things around me, I've in lockdown, I learned how to create ambient music, which has been a great passion of mine as well. So all my meditations now have ambient music that goes with them. And incidentally, I'll talk about the Keys of Understanding shortly. In the last 2 years, with the most amazing talent, who is Siri Opley, who I've just listened to, by the way, I just listened to Siri doing live piano, channel piano, all about the menopause and the perimenopause, and it was just amazing session. If you do tune into one of her piano meditations, they're absolutely astounding, really is. But Siri is an amazing artist that I've been collaborating with since 2017. She's a guide on the app. She's an artist. She's a musician. Amazing channeler of higher realms, which is just stunning. But Siri and I have been working on a tarot deck for a while. We're not quite sure when and how we're going to publish it. There's a new platform that allows publishing of decks, which I can't mention on here. We might do it through there. And yes, John, Siri's just posted just above you, S-I-R-I, and her surname is Opley, O-P-L-I. Anyway, so we've been working on a tarot deck, and we call it the Tarot of Overstanding. And I like to augment things. So instead of 22 keys, it's got 23 keys for the major arcana. Instead of 4 suits of the minor arcana, it's got 5 suits, because we dive into the 11th dimensional realm, the level of overstanding. And the reason it's called overstanding is because overstanding is a Rastafari word, and it sits above understanding. It's what happens when you understand your understanding. And to do that, you've got to switch off your conscious mind. You've got to switch off all doubts, all fears. You've got to get to a position where you trust, and you just trust things are as they are because they are what they are. And so over the last 2 years, off app, because this app doesn't support uploading PDFs and the like, we've been developing lots of materials for it. And this year, what I'm going to do is take as many of those materials as I can and get them onto the app. Now, the first thing I could get onto the app, because it's all meditations, is 23 meditations on the keys, which is now available. I've also uploaded to Insight Timer Premium 22 ambient tracks. The album is called Arcanum. I'm going to spell that for you in the forum. A-C-R. And you'll find that in Insight Timer Premium. 3 sets of 7 plus 1. That's an album of ambient music. And when you listen to the Keys to Overstanding, underneath each of the meditations is the music inspired by that key. So you get like a double whammy from these meditations. Now, each of the keys of the arcana, and this is why in Siri's session I asked her what key she was playing the music in, each of the keys of the major arcana relates to a musical key. So I had great fun when I did this album of working in different musical keys. I'm pretending to just stick in C because I'm not actually a musician. I certainly haven't got serious talent. I'm more of a sort of composer, sort of producer, if you like, of these ambient layers. I certainly can't play with any of the dexterity that I heard from Siri just an hour or so ago. So Keys to Understanding is, again, it's in this course that's available on the app, I explain which key relates to, which key I'm referring to in the Major Arcana, but I describe it in how that key affects our neurology, as opposed to most tarot courses talk about the imagery itself, you know, the fact that the fool is carrying a bag of money on a stick and he's got a dog walking in front of him and all that kind of stuff, and the colours and the various symbols and all that kind of stuff. I don't go into any of that detail because I find that obfuscates what the real essence of a particular key is, and that's to initiate and awaken a level of our consciousness. So that course is available. You can get into that right now. Living Timefully is available. You can get to it right now. Purposeful Living will be live on Monday. And I reckon mid-March I'll have the first of the Flavors of Thought courses available. And then in April I'll do the second one. In May I'll do the third one. Then I'll do three courses on the recipes for fresh thinking, which are effectively modern-day spells. And you know what? They really work. And here's the thing, is that I realised at the time you didn't have to limit yourself to three flavour recipes. So I've written some addendums to earlier books where I've got 4 flavour recipes, 5 flavour recipes, 7 flavour recipes and 9 flavour recipes. But I've known for a long, long time there are 2 what I'd call master recipes. And one of these you access by taking the Major Arcana and some of the Minor Arcana and superimposing it on the Tree of Life. And this gives you a tool of personal advancement. It's a tool for personal evolution and involution, which is kind of interesting. To be able to put that on Insight Timer, which I'm planning for 2025, I really have asked them many, many times, can we have PDF uploads so I can put ancillary material up with the course to expand on the audio teachings? I'm not worried about video. We can do it without that, just audio and PDFs. And I've seen the code working for that when I was part of the video beta, so I know it's possible to do. That would be fantastic. Now, there's a lot to unpack, John, so this is why I'm putting it all out. I'm streaming it month by month in the courses. The other thing that PDFs will give us is the ability to upload scripts. So, for example, for non-English language speakers, I've always loved to, if anyone asks me, I've always sent you the scripts. So anyone wants to read the stuff I'm talking about, just send me an email and I'll send it over to you. But I'd love if that was a PDF. It's possible. They're getting into AI at the moment. It's possible they'll do it with an AI engine, which is kind of fine, but it's going to miss some of the nuances. The Tree of Life is what you call a master recipe. It's got all 22 of the Major Arcana with links into the Minor Arcana, and it's an amazing tool for personal advancement. 10 years ago when I first developed it, I called it the Tree of Flaws, and then we've now developed it, so it's got a 23rd Major Arcana in, and it links in with the 11th dimension as well. So it goes right up above our normal dimensional experience to a place which really hasn't got any words. So I'm not going to try and use any words to describe it because it's a place of infinite expansion, infinite wisdom. And then there's another tool, which is just the most amazing tool of awakening. It's based on a thing called the Cube of Space, where the traditional 22 arcana keys are based on. I've got a thing here you may have seen. This is what you call a tesseract. This is a four-dimensional cube, hypercube. And what we developed, what Siri and I developed, is the Cube of Overstanding, which I really want to bring this to the app as well. It's going to need PDFs too. And this is a tool that's got all 22 major arcana plus the 23rd. And links to places that words don't describe. On a standard cube, you've got 6 faces, and each a tarot key is ascribed to each of the 6 faces. You've got 12 edges, and a tarot key is ascribed to those. What I did was map the flavours onto them, so I created this tool which incorporates the flavours. And you've got 4 keys that are missing. So where are the other 4 keys? They are in the inner hidden dimensions. And that, this is why this tool is absolutely amazing. It awakens us to a new state of being. And I'm really excited about it. I've sat on it for 10 years and it's almost like, and I don't mind saying this on this app, is almost I've been waiting for the world to be ready for it and Insight Timer to be ready for it. Because one thing that Insight Timer gives us as guides, it gives us access to like minds and people that get this stuff and really embrace it all. So that's what I'm going to deliver over the next this year, which is 8 new courses based on Flavor Thought and Planes of Being and the Recipes for Fresh Thinking. You'll continue to get meditations. Siri and I do Just for Today meditations. We just published one actually on the leap day of the 29th. It's called Take a Leap. I'm not going to even attempt the Norwegian thing. Siri did the Norwegian version and I did the English version on the same day, which is just absolutely cool. And here's the thing. I don't speak Norwegian, but you get the most amazing experience by listening to a meditation in a language you don't understand. So listen to Siri's version first, which is really important, and then listen to my version. They're both published on the 29th of February, which I call kind of a day at a time. And so I'll continue to publish free meditations. I'll be publishing things like this talk. I'm going to start doing some more interviews with other guides as well. An amazing guy called Ralph Eisender. I've got your name pronounced correctly, Ralph. We're talking about having an Uber podcast where we can interview, different guys can interview each other and we can help promote each other and pull ourselves up with our bootstraps. And if any guides are on here that haven't signed up yet to my private Zoom call on the 12th of March, then there's a link inside Ralph's group for that. So I was lucky to be on the app in the early days. In the early days, there was no revenue coming in at all, so we all paid it forward. But nowadays, it's very hard to get out the noise floor. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how to do it, but I know what I can do is just share the techniques that I use to keep, you know, it's as easy for an early guide on the app to get lost as it's hard for a new guide not to get found, if you know what I mean. So if I didn't keep publishing as I do, then I'd be back down the noise floor as well. So that's going to be the next year. The year after that, I'm hoping Insight Timer will allow us to upload PDFs and then we can release the overstanding materials. But in some ways, you need to have got into the Flavors of Thought, the Planes of Being, the Keys to Overstanding before you even attempt to look at the two master recipes of the Tree of Overstanding and the Cube of Overstanding. They're like the warm-up act, if you like, to the most sumptuous banquet, if you want to call it that, using that metaphor. Any questions so far? Do you mean, Fiona, a newbie to meditation or a newbie to this body of work? Oh, this body. So I would start actually with the Keys to Overstanding just now, because that's available, but then dive into the Flavors course when that's available, probably towards the end of March. Okay. Rochelle, I can't give you my website through here, but just look for Tom Evans Meditation. You'll find me. And I do have an app off app, but I'm winding that down because I really want to take all this material onto Insight Timer. One thing that Insight Timer gives us all is access to the wonderful people like you. So, it's a marvelous tool when you want to get your work out to the work. And what is the one of your personal rights to keep present? That's a fantastic question. Let's go right back to when I started meditating in my mid-40s. That's over 20 years ago now. I didn't think I could make my mind go quiet. And I thought meditation was a waste of time. And so I found a teacher who taught me some very basic techniques. And then I found after about, it can only be about a month, I was getting into the meditative state naturally without having to use any other meditations as guides. So what I'd like to suggest, and Siri said that one of my meditations has had over a million listeners, is called Just for Today. And the way to get into that space, that practice, is just to take one day at a time. But using the techniques I've explained in Living Timefully, have a timeful plan that stretches over weeks, months and the seasons as well. So I noticed after I'd written 3 books, I'd written them all in spring, and that's why I'm embarking on this new initiative in spring. It's like springing forward. And so, yeah, just any of my meditations, like Just for Today, is a really accessible one to do. It's a lot of fun. That's I think its popularity is a testament to people find it an easy way to get into it. And one of the things I recommend to all guides is that have your juicy stuff, which is your top end work, but also have lots of accessible stuff as well that people can really get into. And so I'm just going to go to a couple of other things here. So thank you, John, for being hungry. Very appropriate to be hungry about flavors and recipes, which is just brilliant. And thank you, Lee, for your feedback on the courses. And they stimulate me too. They're really fun to put together, which is great. And Discount's Modern Day Spells. Let's do that. I want to finish this hour with a guided meditation. And I want to mention this because, I'll come back to the spells. I used to plan these sessions in some detail, and now I go with the flow. And all I knew is I knew how I was going to start the session, but I haven't planned any of the details in meditation. I've just got the meta level of it. And meta is something that I explore in the Purposeful Living course, which is coming out on Monday. And because when you plan too much, you can miss some real gems. And the fact that Deborah said, discuss modern day spells, please. That's wonderful, isn't it? So remember the witches in Macbeth used to go hubble bubble, toil and trouble. And what I found out is that when you I think I knew this anyway because I'm a bit of a mathematical nerd. When you got 21 things, like the 21 keys of the Major Arcana, or even 22 things, you can combine them together 21 or 22 factorial ways. So that's 22 times 21 times 20 times 19 times 18 and so on. And it's something like 51 trillion possible combinations. Three makes a lot of sense, and three leads to the Fool. All the odd numbers ones work well, which is why I fell at odds about doing a 22 flavor recipe, the master recipe. I knew there must be a 23rd, and in covering that was quite interesting. So a spell is like an incantation. So it can be something you recite, you say. And it can be as simple as a mantra, like I use Mona Oha as a mantra, which means I trust. I've also got meditations, very accessible meditations, where the mantra is just relax. Guess what that's designed to do? Just relax. But you can also put a potion together. So aromatherapy is a good example of a spell. And what I'm doing that is I'm doing aromatherapy in words. So what they all are is reframes. So a good example of a spell would be if someone's a bit down in the dumps, you say, instead of looking as your glass being half empty, think of it as being half full. That is a spell, right? That's a really powerful spell. If you get some cards, I'm not going to do it here because you're not like, you get three tarot cards and put them in a row, like in a divination or a fortune telling, that is a spell. When you incorporate, as I do, music inspired by the tarot with words inspired by the tarot and suggestions and hypnotic suggestions inspired by the tarot, you get from a place of A to B. And when you're in place B, that puts you in a position where you can go to C and beyond. So a spell basically is in my book, the things, when I say in my book, I mean in my book, but it's still going to be in my course, is simply about taking someone from a transition from one place to another place. Now, I mentioned about the recipes for fresh thinking being starters, mains and desserts. The starters are all what I'd call remedial. They're to fix something which is not so good. The mains are things to really get your taste buds going. And then the desserts are what I call generative. So a lot of therapies are all about sort of fixing something that's broken. I like to take something or someone who is perfectly okay and give them go faster stripes. Not that they need to go faster. Sometimes you might need to go slower and take them to another place that they weren't before. That's my aim in life. And actually, that's what I call my meta strategy. And setting a meta strategy is one of the lessons in the course that's going live on Monday, Purposeful Living. Any other questions, or should we just do a bit of meditation together? The cube that I designed everything, the traditional Kabbalistic cube is called the Cube of Space. you can find loads of information about it online. If you investigate the Cuba space, I guarantee you'll find it quite difficult. It's good. I'm not saying there's only about three books on it out there. I can't mention what they are. There's four books on it. I've got all four. One of them I don't understand, quite frankly. It sits there. But if you put Cuba space into Google, one of them's hardly available now. That's the best one, but you can hardly get a copy of it. And so I set out about taking that wonderful esoteric knowledge and making it exoteric, making it known. And so when I eventually I'm able to put the Cube of Overstanding onto Insight Timer, you'll find I'm just using that very simple terminology of the flavors to get you into the master spell of the Cube of Overstanding, which should be kind of interesting. So let's meditate together. We're in a meditation app. We're in a meditation space. And I want to do a meditation which I've not done before. Otherwise, I'd just be regurgitating stuff. So let's start this meditation by breathing together. And I want to do a very specific breathing technique with you. You may have heard this before. It's called a spinal breath. And if you sit up straight, if you can put your feet flat on the floor, I want you to do a mudra, which is touching your middle finger and thumb together on both hands. If you can, you can just put your hands so that the palms are pointing upwards and then just rest them on your lap. So I don't want you to be in any muscular strain when you're doing this. And what we're going to do, we're going to start by breathing and imagining that on the in-breath, the breath comes up through the palm, and on the out-breath, it comes back down through the palm as well. And what's interesting about this is that obviously the breath is not coming in and out of our palms physically, but when we imagine it is, metaphorically, and we use a mantra which we're going to use, which is the Mona Aha mantra. So on the in-breath, just say into, or you can say it out loud because no one can hear you, we say the word Mona and the breath comes up through our palms, and then on the out-breath we say Oha and the breath comes down. Let's just all say that seven times quietly together. Now, I can't remember who asked the question. What we've just done is a spell. And that spell has put us to a place where we trust what's about to ensue. I have to trust that I'm going to say something which I haven't rehearsed, which works. And you just trust the universe, the trust that you've been brought here at the right time together. 188 meditators, that's just amazing. And I have to say, I could not get 188 people into a room, and the fact that we're doing this through this app is amazing. It's amazing that Apple and Android give us the technology platform to do this on, so we must be thankful to them for that, and we must be trusting that we're all here together at the same time, at the right time, for the reason that we're going to awaken the planet. So what we're going to do now is we're going to tune into ethereal whispers. And I've got to just share with you, as I really, really didn't plan this, had I planned it, I wouldn't be doing it in the order that just came into my head, from the top of my head, from an ethereal whisper in this direction, because I've never in any pre-recorded meditation done this before. What we're going to do is we're going to tune into our self-aware thoughts first, then we're going to tune into our unconscious mind thoughts, and then we're going to tune into ethereal whispers, which are just going to be fun. So the breath is our entry point for every single meditation. It allows us to think about something other than our thought, and the normal human mind, and it's only the normal human mind, you can transcend this. The normal human mind is only capable about having one thought at a time. So let's just think about our breath, think about the in-breath, and think about the out-breath. Just do that two more times. And on the next three in and out breaths, I want you to think about the pause between the in and the out breath. So we breathe in, pause, and then we breathe out, pause, and then we breathe in, and pause. And just do that, the three in and out breaths. So you're thinking about the pause between the in and out, and the out and the in. And again, this is another example of a spell. This is a breathing spell. And so if any thoughts come in, you'll find that you stop thinking about the in-breath, the out-breath, and the pauses in between them, which is interesting. This gives us the ability to hold our thoughts. And if you take your tongue to the top of your palate now, so you put your tongue to the top of your palate, and imagine a place about 2 or 3 inches up, so the middle of your eyebrows, and about 2 or 3 inches back, so it's in the middle of your brain. And then when you locate that in your mind's eye, because it is your mind's eye, just relax your tongue to the bottom of your mouth again. And I want you to imagine, you can do this with your eyes open or your eyes closed, I want you to imagine that you're looking at the back of your eyeballs. So you become an observer of the observer. And if you look straight into the middle of my brow right now, I can't do this in reverse to you, you're going to imagine it looking straight into the middle of my brow. And then you imagine that your third eye is looking straight into my third eye. Now they're all bonded anyway, this is our psychic brain, third eye. So by doing that, you're bonding your third eye with me. The other 192 meditators now are bonding their third eye with me. So all 193 of us have third eyes that have been bonded. Now that is one powerful spell. So we haven't just got 193 people in this meditation. We've got 193 higher selves bonded, because the higher self acts through the third eye, as does the soul. So we've got 193 souls bonded. And on which note, you want to explore that a bit more, go into the soul path with me, join me on the soul path, which is another one of my courses. And this is something I definitely didn't plan, it just came in off the top of my head. So now let's drop our awareness down so it's sitting in our throat. So this means all of our speech, organs of speech, are bonded together. One of the things this would allow us to do is to speak as one. How powerful is that? And then let's drop our awareness down, so it's sitting in our heart. And the heart is center of unconditional love. And now we're at 196 people here. We've got 197 hearts bonded. And we take an in-breath in, and on the out-breath we spiral that energy out from our heart. We can collectively, right now, send unconditional love to one another and to the whole planet. And this is a force that, let's say, forces of darkness can't cope with. And one of the best things you can do in life, if there's someone that's ever angered you, if it's someone you know, or even if it's someone like a despot on the planet, you know, somebody that's a dictator or something like that, or somebody that's just a bit out there and not speaking their truth or being a bit silly, one of the things that they can't cope with is when we beam them unconditional love. So you've probably got someone in your mind that you might want to do. It might be someone in your personal circle, or it might be somebody on the global stage. Let's all beam them with our heart rate, some unconditional love to soften their hearts. And this is one of the best ways we can change the way the planet operates right now. And I want you to just feel how that feels. How How does it feel to know that you are a generator of unconditional love and a receiver of unconditional love? Is it something you can put in words? Or is it something you just feel? Now here's the thing. If it's something you can put in words, what's happened is your consciousness rises up again back from your heart and it goes back into the language centers in the brain, either side of the brain. So you've moved your consciousness around. You've gone from the middle row of the flames of thought to the top row of the flames of thought. And there's nothing wrong with that. You just experience different flavor sensation. If you just felt it, you were in the unconscious murmur side of things. So let's go a bit further down now. Let's go to the solar plexus chakra just beneath our rib cage, in between our rib cage and our belly button. And this is the seat of our intuition, or I like to call it the inner intuition. This is our guide. But not the guide in the same way as our higher self and our soul. This is a guide of yes or no, right or wrong. And it's a great center to tune into from our head if we need to make a decision. I'm sure we've all said, my gut's not been in this, and regretted it later when you got ahead with something, your gut said to go against it. Gut mind works about 5 to 10 seconds ahead of our conscious mind. It's always right. And we can interrogate it. We can ask it a question and say, I've got a decision to make, yes or no. And it will answer you yes or no before you actually form the question. It's quite weird. And then if it's a no, you can say, what would have to change for it to be a yes? And what happens is you instantly move your consciousness back from your gut to your head. And the answer comes in the third eye, which is kind of interesting. And then you can float back down to the gut mind and ask it a question again. So now that has to change. Now would you give it a green light? It's a great way of doing things. And also you can do this collectively. And now let's move down to our sacral chakra. Our sacral chakra, that's below our navel and above our root. The sacral chakra is the center for our needs. And let's say there's something in your life that you need right now. What you can do with your conscious mind is send a thought form down to your sacral chakra and say something like, what do you need? Or you can ask it for something you need and you can say to your sacral chakra, will you go and find it while I'm busy driving the bus from the head end here? And remarkably, when you ask this question, whatever you need tends to rock up within the next 24 hours. Also a very good thing to do just before you fall asleep, which is good. And we can also engage with our root on this mind. Our root center is what bonds us to the earth plane, and it bonds us to Mother Earth. So from this point, it's a sort of, all these chakra points are bidirectional, but our root mind is especially bidirectional. It's the way that we can send unconditional love to Mother Earth, and the heart rate that I mentioned, where you can breathe in and beam out a spiral from your heart, you can turn that through 90 degrees and send it through your root into Mother Earth, thanking her for the grounding, thanking her for the keeping the air around, really thanking for creating the biosphere that we all need to keep alive. And we can also root our heart rate upwards as well through our crown up into the higher realms and send a bit of love out to the cosmos for making us self-aware and able to be having this experience on planet Earth. So when we're in these lower mind centres, the reason I call them murmurs is because they're not formed yet as words. They're just things that influence our conscious mind. But the other thing that influences our conscious mind, as has been happening throughout this meditation, is all the ideas that have just come to me from nowhere, and they've all come through the crown. Now, all these centres are active all at the right time, all at the same time. And having a mind, let's say I was trying to read a script right now, I would block the stuff that's coming from above. The idea that let's start with the conscious mind, let's go to the unconscious mind, let's go to the higher realms. When I've done this before, I've started the other way around. I've started the higher realms, gone into the unconscious and come up to the conscious. I've had a couple of meditations on the app that do exactly that. So let's now rise up all the way from the root, all the way through the sacral, through the solar plexus, through the heart, through the fifth chakra of the throat into our third eye. again, aware that we're looking at the back of our eyeballs, so we're still an observer of the observer, and again remembering that all our 213 now meditators, me plus 212, all our third eyes are bonded together, which is an amazing power if you think about it. That means all our higher selves are bonded together and all our souls are bonded together. We've come together at this point for this one collective learning. So now imagine that you look up from your third eye to your crown, and your crown is slightly translucent, and you allow, and a bit like the hearts that are bubbling up right now, you allow your consciousness to float up, tethered to your third eye with a thin gossamer thread. So it floats out the top of your head into what I call the collective consciousness. And what we can do is we can spin that consciousness so it goes round and round, no matter which way you do it, clockwise, anti-clockwise, because when you're in the higher realms, three-dimensional orientations are academic when we're in a higher dimension. So we allow it to spin, and we allow the collective consciousness to come in and funnel down through our crown into our third eye, and we allow the next idea that pops in to be the idea that we might run with over the next 24 hours. Right, so now we're going to reverse that procedure again. Now we can release the mudra, that releases the strong bond between the conscious mind and the superconsciousness. Two or three last breaths through the palms of our hand. And again, we've got like 217 people now doing this breath. In breath, up through the palm, out breath, down through the palm. And by the way, that's something you can take. You can take that now. You can take that, put your palms together like this, bring them together. And you can actually feel the aura. Don't let your fingers touch. Just do this. Move your hands in and out. And just build up this ball of energy. And you might be able to feel a tingling. Let me know if you can feel a tingling. No, don't let me know, because it means you can't type. So let me know after this whether you feel a tingling. And then take that ball up above your head. And then release it. And then let that energy just flow down you. Give yourself a nice auric bath to bring this meditation to a close. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back in the end of March when the first flames of thought will be up. That's on Ethereal Whispers. I'll do a live at the end of March. I'll do a live at the end of April on Unconscious Murmurs, and a live at the end of May on the Self-Aware Mind. And then we'll merge into doing the recipes after that. So it'll be 3 months of recipes, starters, mains, and desserts. And then we're going to move into the amazing metaphor of the Minor Arcana, which describes us as nine-dimensional beings having this three-dimensional experience. Amazing to have this number of people here. Thanks, everybody. It's been great. It's great to be back live. And apologies for not being around, but internet's been a bit variable as I've moved around from location to location. I think my better half worked out we moved 36 locations in the last year. So thanks for all the wonderful feedback there. And it's been great to spend a quality hour with you.